Hello and welcome to Natasha Explains It All. Today's episode is an action alert because we have a time-sensitive action that I want to alert folks to, and that is to hashtag Stop Cop City. And this story and this action is particularly relevant to people who live in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. So if you have friends, family members, coworkers, whoever you know who lives in Atlanta, please help spread the word. So, what is this whole Stop Cop City thing that you may have heard about? Well, the city of Atlanta has leased over 300 acres of a forest known as the Wilani Forest. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the Wilani Forest. To the Atlanta Police Foundation to build a police military facility. And that is being referred to as Cop City. So the city of Atlanta has set aside $90 million in taxpayer money to build Cop City. So on this hundreds of acres facility that's going to tear down forest on indigenous land and instead put up this police training facility that includes a mock city to practice urban warfare, dozens of shooting ranges, and a Black Hawk helicopter launching pad. And so basically, the city of Atlanta has approved $90 million worth of taxpayer money to go into tearing down forests to allow the police to create their own mock city so that they can basically practice killing civilians. And this this proposal has been deeply, deeply unpopular with Atlanta residents and people in the surrounding area. There's actually like this series of memes going around on social media about you may have seen those memes where it's like there's a guy who's like clearly out with his girlfriend, and then like another girl walks by and he's like checking her out, and the girlfriend is outraged. And there's all these memes that are like the girlfriend is like Atlanta residents or like schools and Atlanta, and then the guy is the Atlanta City Council, and the girl who walks by is like Cop City. And there's all these different memes about how like the residents of Atlanta are outraged that the city is spending $90 million on building a military training facility for police who are going to use that against civilians, rather than fund the schools and various other infrastructure projects that are really pressing for Atlanta residents. Now, the reason that this is an action alert is that through some really cool community organizing, folks on the ground have organized the opportunity to actually hold a referendum on this. So the actual voters of Atlanta can have a say on this, because it's deeply unpopular and the city council has been acting against the public's will on this issue. Now, here's the thing. Until August 14th, those organizing to get this to a vote for the public need to collect 70,000 signatures from Atlanta residents who are already registered to vote. And if they get those 70,000 signatures by August 14th, then they can put the question of whether to fund Cop City to the people by ballot referendum. So an August 14th deadline to get 70,000 signatures from Atlanta residents so that an actual vote can be held for the public to vote on whether to spend this money on building a military training facility for the Atlanta Police Department, or if that money could be spent doing literally anything else. And I am going to include in the show notes the website where you can get more information about where you can actually go to sign the petition so that a vote can, so that there will be a formal vote. And that website is called copcityvote.com. That's copcityvote.com. And unfortunately, you do have to sign the petition in person. And if they are successful in getting 70,000 petition signatures, then it will be on the November 7th ballot for people to vote. And that is a common way where how ballot initiatives happen. In many states, to get an initiative or a referendum on the ballot, community organizers first have to collect enough signatures for it to qualify for the ballot. And so for various reasons, the requirement here is 70,000 votes by August 14th, so that there can be the funding of Cop City can be put to a vote before voters on November 7th. Now, there is some litigation happening right now to try to extend not only the deadline for collecting signatures, but also because the hundreds of acres that would be torn down to build this police training facility is not actually within the city of Atlanta. A lot of it is within the suburbs of Atlanta in DeKalb County. And so there's a lawsuit challenging the fact that right now the only signatures that count for the petition to get the vote on the ballot for November 7th are people who are registered voters, who are residents and registered voters of the city of Atlanta. And there's a challenge to the fact that, like, well, the people who live in the area that is going to be torn down should also have a say in what is happening. And to just give a little bit more context to what's been going on, the city of Atlanta has been engaging in some like really seriously shady tactics in support of Cop City and to deter citizens from engaging in democracy and exercising their First Amendment right to protest and to express their views. So just some of the things that the city of Atlanta has been doing. One of the things they did is that the police killed somebody. There was a protester. His name is Tortuguita. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And he's an indigenous environmental activist, and he was camping out along with various other protesters against Cop City, and the police killed him. They shot him to death. They also have arrested several other protesters and charged them with domestic terrorism, which is obviously designed to discourage people from protesting the development of Cop City. And in addition, they also raided the home and arrested a few people who run a bail fund. I mean, all of this is nuts, but on that last point, just to explain that a little bit more, bail funds are, well, let me back up even a little bit more. When people are arrested in most parts of the country, I've talked about this in other episodes, most places use what's called money bail. So you get arrested, you go to jail, and to get out of jail, you have to post money to get out of jail. And bail funds are these cool ways of trying to get around that by basically crowdsourcing funds to post bail for people who can't afford their bail. And then when the person shows up to all their court dates, then that money, you know, gets refunded into the fund, and then that money can be applied to post for someone else's bail. So it, you know, it's a It's a very self-sustaining model. Anyway, there's a local bail fund that was helping to bail out people who were arrested in protests against Cop City. And the Atlanta Police Department went to the home of the people who work for the bail fund and raided their home and arrested them. It's the efforts to silence people who don't want their tax dollars used to create a military training facility for the police has been incredibly egregious and so violent. And so that's just all the more reason why it's really important to have voters actually have a say on the development of Cop City. And again, we're talking about a $90 million military training ground for the police that would tear down part of the Wilani Forest. It's going to build a mock city for the police to pretend, like practice urban warfare. They're going to do explosion testing, helicopter landings, controlled building burns. It's really terrifying that this would be something that is being pushed by city leaders, particularly with I mean, there's so many other things that this money could be used for, but just one thing that comes off the top of my head, right? Like global warming is really affecting everybody, particularly in the South. There's like one environmental disaster after another. Couldn't that money be used to prepare for disaster preparedness, right? Or disaster relief. But no, instead they want to use that to further militarize the police. So let's help stop Cop City by spreading the word about this great community effort to get 70,000 petition signatures collected by August 14th, so that on the November 7th ballot this fall, voters will actually have the opportunity to vote on Cop City rather than the city council going forward in direct opposition to what the public wants to happen. So in the show notes for today's episode, I'm going to include the website copcityvote.com that has all of the information about the petition, where you can sign it, spread the word about that. You can also visit on Instagram @copcityvote on Instagram to get more information about that. You can also visit CPD Action is one of the various organizations that have been mobilizing against Cop City. And you can also visit them on Instagram and various social media channels @CPD Action. And I will put that in the show notes as well. And again, if you have any friends, family, coworkers, anyone you know who lives in the city of Atlanta or nearby, or I mean, in the state of Georgia, right? Because then they might have friends or family members who are in Atlanta. We got to spread the word because there's an August 14th deadline to collect those 70,000 petition signatures so that voters can have an opportunity to vote on this in the November 7th election. So this is really cool, democracy in action, particularly to push back against the very fascist and violent tactics that the Atlanta Police Department and the Atlanta City Council have engaged in to try to stop people from saying, we don't actually want you to spend even more money to engage in more violence against the public. A lot more details about Cop City, but I want to keep this action alert short and to the point. So #StopCopCity, spread the word to anyone you know who might have any connections to Atlanta, and let's help get this done. Thanks so much, and see you next time.
Thank you.